USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hosting an event at the White House where the main topic of discussion is opening schools safely. Vice President Mike Pence saying,
"And so to open up America again, we've got to open up America's schools. To put America back to work, we've got our kids are back in the classroom. And so, Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership. It's great to be here with Secretary of Education, with Kellyanne, and all these remarkable teachers in particular. As you know, I've been married to a school teacher for 35 years. She's preparing to go back to the classroom."
Former Vice President Joe Biden officially introduced his running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris.
"I have no doubt that I picked the right person to join me as the next Vice President of the United States of America, and that's Senator Kamala Harris."
Harris has been in the Senate for 3 years, and before that was the top cop in California. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of that energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning the Czech Republic's prime minister against relations with China and Russia. The two met today to discuss a defense partnership. Pompeo saying they also talked about Russia's influence and attempts to corrupt democracy. Uber says it will likely shut down its service in California if it's forced to classify its drivers as employees.
"We comply by the laws, but if the judge and the court finds that we're not and they don't give us a stay to get to November, then we'll have to essentially shut down Uber until November."
Uber CEO Daria Khosrowshahi on MSNBC, he argues that the government should create a third way of classifying employees. A California court ruled Uber and Lyft must classify their drivers as full-time employees. Making them employees, of course, means also then they would be eligible for full-time benefits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best says she's resigning due to a lack of respect for officers and in the wake of the city council enacting budget cuts to the city's police department. Best will be stepping down in September. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton reacts to the news.
If you see police chiefs retiring or you see police officers retiring early, if you see liberals cutting police budgets by defunding the police, or just the general disrespect for the police, you're going to see more of what we saw in Chicago the other night. Anarchists and rioters in the street, destroying property, risking lives. Unfortunately, we've seen that in so many cities all around the country this summer, whether it's Washington, New York, Chicago, Portland, Seattle. One consistent thing we've seen, though, is all these liberal mayors and governors think that they can reason with these rioters and these insurrectionists. But in the end, it's not enough because they want more and more and more. They demand that the police be defunded, and they demand that they continue to pull back from our cities. And if that happens, all you get is more violence and more crime, and the victims are innocent citizens.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1939 when The Wizard of Oz, starring Judy Garland, makes its world premiere in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. The beloved characters and familiar plot points were from a book that came out in 1900. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.